Welcome to the Coventry and Warwickshire Green Business Programme podcast. Subscribe now for more episodes.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to the very first episode of the Coventry and Warwickshire Green Business podcast. I'm John Bates, and it's my absolute pleasure to host a podcast that aims to help businesses save money and reduce their carbon footprint. Small businesses everywhere are slowly recovering as the effects of the pandemic recede, but the pressure is high. In the last couple of months, energy prices have skyrocketed, and this trend looks set to continue. Jobs are at risk as a consequence, with SMEs doing their best to survive. All of this as we have to work towards a bigger goal, achieving net zero by 2050. The Green Business Programme is a part-funded European Regional Development Fund and delivered by Coventry City Council, Coventry University and Coventry University Enterprise. The Green Business Programme aims to support small businesses based in Coventry or from across Warwickshire who want to save money on energy, waste and water bills and maximise low carbon opportunities. In this episode, we speak to Jonathan Howell, Business Advisor of the Green Business Programme, about who is eligible for this programme and how you could get a free energy audit or a grant of up to £50,000 for your business. We also speak to Carl Haggett, Associate Director of Alchemy, a small business based in Kyneton, Warwickshire. Alchemy was awarded a grant from the Green Business Programme in 2021, which has allowed him and his business to significantly reduce the cost of energy bills. My first guest is Jonathan Howell. So Jonathan is one of the Green Business Programme's business advisors. Jonathan spends most of his time visiting businesses, identifying improvements that can be made, which can lead to reduced costs and CO2 emissions. These improvements can include replacement of lighting systems, heating, boilers, machinery, but also things such as wall or roof insulation or even solar panels. Jonathan, welcome to the podcast. Let's get some basic questions answered for the listeners. So how does the Green Business Programme work? Who's eligible? What SMEs can get from the programme? Nice and simple, three to start with.
Okay, thank you. So first of all, in terms of the eligibility criteria, as you would expect with European funding, there are some criteria points that need to be met. The first and most important criteria issue is the business needs to be classed as an SME. So it needs to have less than 250 employees, a turnover of less than 50 million euros, have received less than 200,000 euros in public aid over the last 3 years, and have at least 50% of its sales via business to business channels. That's the sort of the company structure, which of course we always check. Also, because of our programme structure, they need to be located in the Coventry and Warwickshire area. That's our sweet spot for where companies need to sit.
So, Jonathan, tell us a little bit more about the energy audits and how can SMEs get one and what happens during one of your visits?
It's a really simple process, really. First of all, they need to fill out one of our SME registration forms, which lets us check the initial eligibility. Once that's cleared, we then contact them directly to discuss a bit more about the programme, see what they're looking for. And at that point, we book the energy audit straight in. We typically ask at that point for 12 months' energy bills prior to the audit. That gives us a baseline of the SME's energy use. And that gives us also a feel for the levels of consumption that are going on as well. We then do the on-site audit, which usually is, as you would expect, a full visual inspection of the business. And we're generally looking for areas of inefficiency. So we're looking at lighting, heating, insulation, any sort of energy intensive processes on site, those kind of things that we can then try and make more efficient. And we also look at the suitability of the premises, especially nowadays, for the nice, shiny new renewable energy measures such as solar PV and air source heat pumps. And then finally, we would also spend a bit of time looking at the recycling on site as well and see how effective that is. So once we've gathered all of that together, we then prepare a detailed energy audit for the business, and that outlines our efficiency recommendations. applications, and we like to give people figures because we know that's how businesses work. So we tend to give annual cost savings for each measure, payback periods for each measure, and the carbon savings, and then an approximation of the potential grant available for each recommendation as well. It's a really, really nice little process. At the end of it, they'll have a report that shows the inefficiency and our recommendations moving forward.
And are businesses required to commit to the recommendations that you suggest?
No, not at all. We look at each business holistically. So we would typically look to recommend between 6 and 10 efficiency recommendations per report, depending on the business, obviously. And then we would then work with each business to work out the more valid recommendations. So typically of those 10 recommendations, some of them might be too small, or they might just disregard them based on cost. And then we'd look to progress to the grant application stage for whatever ones the business wants to go ahead with. Now, it's important to stress that only one application is allowed. So we like to wrap all of the measures we can into one application, and then that goes through and is approved. What you can't do is apply for, say, two of our recommendations now, and then in 6 to 8 months' time, come back and try and add a third to it. So we like to wrap them all in one application if we can.
Okay. And then do SMEs have to return grants that are offered?
No, not at all. It is strictly a grant, not a loan, so there's no payback needed. The grants themselves vary in size between £1,000 and £50,000 and will support up to 40% of the capital outlay of a project.
And how much time do businesses have left to apply for this programme?
That's a good question. Strictly speaking, the programme ends in June 2023, but it is on a first-come, first-served basis. We still have some money left, so please apply as soon as possible. The sooner the better, obviously. What I will say is we'd ideally like to have a situation where people have done the work and have had the grant claim in by, say, March, April of next year, just to allow time to get paid properly. So realistically, the sooner you engage, the sooner we can get things in place for you.
So I've said that you're out and about visiting businesses weekly, Jonathan. Have you seen any changes lately? How are the energy cost increases affecting businesses, for example?
There's been two recent changes that we've seen when we're out there in the field talking to businesses. We noticed an increase after COP26, which was October, November of last year. People were engaging more about green issues and about the wider green agenda. So people were more interested in how to even be more sustainable and so on. But then, of course, the biggest spike we've noticed is with the recent energy price increase. We've noticed a very, very big increase in the interest in the scheme because, of course, we can help safeguard against some of those energy price rises. And with that in mind, we're seeing again a big spike in interest for things like solar PV, which of course get people away from the energy grid and they're no longer locked into those price rises. So yes, interest on interest over the last 6 months, basically.
Perhaps you could just sort of paint a little bit of a picture for the listeners. Where do you see the energy being wasted usually?
Various ways, depending on the business sector, to be fair, but we tend to see people with very old boilers that are very inefficient. Big thing we see a lot is people with little or no insulation. They have no loft insulation, no wall insulation, single glazed windows. All of those things obviously are highly inefficient. Probably the most common thing that we look at and see is people with the old fashioned fluorescent strip lighting. That is very, very inefficient, and replacing it with LED lighting is one of the first things we always recommend. And then also people with old machinery, very, very inefficient machinery with a high energy demand. All of those things we see a lot, and people just not thinking about their energy use. And I think now with the price rise with energy, people are now looking at it in a bit more detail, which obviously is where we come in to help.
So perhaps just finally, can you share some top tips, a couple of top tips or more if you prefer, around saving energy and cutting down on the cost of energy bills?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, as a start, we always look at the quickest payback items first. And by that, I mean the ones with the quickest return on investment. And we tend to see that there's two things, the lowest hanging fruit, if you were. So LED lighting is one of the best things you can do for your business because it will always have a lowish capital spend and it will save a lot of cost and carbon. And also insulation. Insulation, as a rule, tends to be really cheap. You can sometimes even install it yourself, and that will make really good and quick cost and carbon savings. One thing that's often forgotten as a second point is what we call housekeeping measures. People don't realise, but the Carbon Trust estimates that you can actually save up to 10% of your electricity spend just by closing doors, turning lights off, turning off computers, turning off IT equipment where you can. So all of those things will save 10% around an energy bill a year just by being a bit more sensible about the use. We used to, as a third point, we used to always recommend people sort best value for their energy from their energy provider. Now, that's quite difficult at the moment because, of course, people can't move suppliers without incurring more costs. But certainly that's something that's worth looking at when we can in the future. And then finally, the main top tip, engage with us. All our advice is free of charge. You get a bespoke energy report and possible grant funding as well. So come to see us, engage with us, and we'll do all we can to help.
That was Jonathan Howell, a business advisor with the Green Business Programme. So my second guest is Carl Haggett, Associate Director of Alchemy. Hi, Carl. Thanks for sparing the time to speak to us. I gather Alchemy is based on the outskirts of Stratford-on-Avon. You manufacture a range of chemical products. So, Carl, just tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
So, yeah, we're Alchemy Limited. Our core business is the formulation and manufacture of epoxy and polyurethane resin products. We manufacture and supply silicon rubbers and model board. We started back in 1987, so obviously we have over 30 years of manufacturing experience in the polymer resin industry. We export to over 50 different countries, and our products are used across a large, diverse selection of industry sectors. They include composites industry, Formula One, rail, oil and gas, pattern making, foundry, and model making. We have our own in-house R&D facility, so this enables us to offer our customers bespoke resin solutions which meet their specific requirements.
Good. So now you're committed, importantly, to reducing Alchemy's carbon footprint and become more sustainable as a business. So with the help of the Green Business Programme, you've made a few improvements and some changes to the business, which has allowed you to cut down your energy costs and reduce the CO2 emissions, and by a remarkable 22 tonnes. Tell us a bit more about the changes and improvements, if you will.
So we approached the Green Business Programme back in 2018 and also 2020. Worked alongside them, we've made improvements to our heating and lighting systems and more recently installed solar panels at our premises.
So you did that with the aid of a grant, is that right?
That's right, yes. Our boiler system was probably getting towards sort of 40 years old, and we looked at a new high efficiency system that could heat the premises. We looked at changing our old fluorescent lighting system, which was expensive to maintain and run. The major investment was the solar, as this would enable us to reduce our electricity costs and become more self-sufficient.
And are you happy to tell us how much grant you received?
Yes, we received a £20,000 investment towards the solar installation. Obviously, we went out to see what funding was available in the Green Business Programme. We're able to help us with that.
And how did you find the application process?
It's really straightforward. We got a lot of support from the members at the Green Business Programme. We had to collate quite a bit of information, but again, any questions we had, we got all the support we needed and could go backwards and forwards and get the right information that was required.
And what did you think about the energy audit? Did it help you identify where energy was being wasted?
It's beneficial because it enabled us to target which areas were costing us the most. And from that, we could select which areas would benefit most from the investment and improvement at the premises. So we could identify areas of high energy efficiency, and this would allow us to get an idea of the annual savings and the payback period from our investments.
Okay, so you've shared with us the amount of grant that you were given. So how's that benefited your business?
So this is, directly it's enabled us to lower our electricity costs by installing more energy efficient systems. So we have now have lower maintenance costs and running costs overall, especially with our electricity and heating systems.
And how much roughly would you say that you've seen your energy bills reduced by?
Our oil's probably gone down about 20%. Obviously, we are in bigger premises now, but the main benefit has probably been the solar, which is generating probably 30 to 40%. So that's the saving we're getting on the electricity running that.
So it's really significant.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so, and then perhaps finally, would you recommend other small and medium-sized businesses work with the Green Business Programme?
Yes, definitely. It's benefited us a lot throughout the company. I've definitely recommended it to other local businesses to get involved. It's a fairly straightforward process, and the Green Business team, they're very approachable if you have any queries within the application. It's a step-by-step process, and any questions you do have, they're able to help you with.
That was Carl Haggart, the Associate Director of Alchemy. Please use the link in the podcast notes to let the Coventry and Warwickshire Green Business Programme know if you're interested in accessing the programme or becoming a member of the Green Business Network. The network allows businesses to come together, share ideas, and promotes energy, resource, waste, and water efficiency, as well as engaging on low carbon, environmental, and green sustainability initiatives. The network is free to join and open to any business, community organisation, social enterprise, charity, or individual. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.